Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padre Social Hour.
Welcome back, Padre Social Hour, presented by United with Randy Jones. I'm Jesse Agler. Final home game of the season. And we said this earlier, one of the coolest things about this season at Petco Park was the new video board.
Right.
And not just the structure itself, but also the things that were on it.
The content of the video board.
That's a buzzword.
It's imperative.
Yes. It is. Because otherwise you just got a big scoreboard out and then it's boring. Like, I don't know, Seattle. Not that I'm trying to throw stones at anybody, but...
Throw them under the bus,
yeah. Yes. Yeah, no, he can't say that. Matt Coy is here. He is the, let me get the title right, Bluebird, Senior Director, Game Day Presentation.
I
nailed that.
Is that on your card?
Yes.
Wow.
It's actually two cards. Yeah, it goes around.
It goes around.
Yeah. So Matt Coy is in charge of that whole operation. And and first off, congratulations, man. Your first year here, with the big board. I imagine you guys are pretty pleased with the way this all turned out.
We are. I mean, the crew and myself and everybody above us that I've heard, really just everybody's happy. It's been a great year, a lot of fun stuff, a lot of new things tried out this year, and looking forward to a lot of new things in the future. So.
Yeah, that's a great thing. And the old baseball experience here at Video Board has been an integral part of that whole thing this year at the ballpark. You guys have done a great job.
Thank you, Randy.
Yeah. I love seeing you guys running around over there. You're running around like a bunch of crazy guys during the game. I love that stuff.
Yes. Got a lot of crew members going all over the place, getting everything ready, prepared for all the fun things we do.
There's a lot of work that goes into that. That's probably something your average fan doesn't realize. I mean, there's an entire team of you guys during the games up in that control room. But then even before the games and on off days and when the team is on the road, it's kind of constant.
Pretty much it's a year-round operation. I mean, yes, we may take a little bit of time around Christmas, but, you know, as soon as tomorrow hits and this season is over, we're looking forward to next year and starting to plan just everything that we can think of, some fun brainstorming sessions, and see what we can come up with that'll top this year's entertainment.
I've got a feeling maybe an All-Star game might top this year.
That could be a little bit of the process.
That might
next
take
year,
a little more time to figure out.
We might be busy with our friends at MLB next year too, so we might have double the work. But it's all
That's
right.
Awesome.
It'll
That's
be
great.
A lot of fun. We got to go out to Cincinnati this year and experience what they did, and it was really amazing what just MLB brings to the ballpark when they show up for those couple weeks, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think everybody likes when the promotion, like the Star Wars promotion and those type of things, when you're putting the bodies on the heads, you know, for the lineups. You know, that was pretty cool.
Had some fun with that this year. I mean, the wrestling, the babies, whatever. I mean, Cabbage Patch Kids, all the different things that we've done. But Star Wars was great. I think we did 80s movie stars. I mean, but this last weekend with Star Wars, we definitely had a lot of fun. We all got into it. It was the end of the year, and, last weekend, so it was, let's all see, how much fun we can have with
That's
it.
That's good.
Did you have a favorite of those, sort of the themed nights up on the video board?
I'm not sure. I mean, every one is a blast because we always have a lot of fun trying to figure out what we want to do with it. I mean, the 80s throwback, way back Wednesdays this year, doing all those were definitely entertaining. I think... when we did the baby photos, it was pretty good because, really got a lot of play and they just looked funny. I mean, the Reds Joey Votto baby photo was just hilarious. But all of the Star Wars stuff was a blast. And really taking any of the theme games, and we're trying to expand that even more next year. Hey, there you go,
there
Joey
you go.
Votto. He's got a lovely little puppy.
Brandon Phillips, that same game. Brandon Phillips put up an Instagram.
He loved his. He posted his. And then I think maybe the best one, though, we did all year, and I don't know if Blooper has it, is
probably not. And if he does, he's not going to be able to access it quickly enough.
We played the Giants, and we did Matt Duffy and his 35-pound cat on his headshot.
Yes.
And I got to say that
Skeeter, I believe, is the name of the
Skeeter,
cat.
Yep,
there you go. Blooper's all over it. So, I mean, look at that. I mean, we put him in a great leisure suit outfit.
Nice.
And then just that's him with his lovely little Skeeter. That's not so little.
The cat is real. But
that
the,
is a real
the
picture
hair
of his cat.
And the outfit is obviously Photoshop. But that's actually what his cat looks like.
And if you read on the video board right below the headshots every game, we have Jeff Pratt on our team that does fun facts.
Yes.
And so this last time when we played the Giants, one of the fun facts for Matt Duffy, Skeeter lost 7 pounds.
Oh,
he
he's
was
down
on
to
a
28.
Diet. And, he's looking a little thinner now.
Wow.
So it's good.
But Petco tells us every night what we feed them matters, and obviously,
exactly. There we go.
He was feeding cheeseburgers to Skeeter, and now
he's cotton candy cat.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. All right. So, do you have a highlight, you know, from this year for you? A thing that you maybe liked more than anything else, or a moment, or anything?
I don't know. We had a lot of fun this year. I mean, definitely just recently with the Star Wars night, but even like opening week, I mean, there was a lot of fun just with all the different, the laser show was an amazing part to be amazing thing to be a part of. And then, I mean, really probably the Wayback Wednesdays were the thing that we did enjoy the most. But I mean, those big nights and like the post-game fireworks shows, stuff we did where the board integrated with everything else within the stadium, the ballpark, it was, you know, it was all great. I think I probably will go towards Star Wars night just because we were able to do what we'd wanted to do all season, where the theme night was the whole game. As soon as you came in until you left, it was definitely themed Star Wars.
I can hardly wait till the seventh inning, eighth inning. You know what? You know, of course, we had Top Gun in the eighth.
Yep.
You know, I can hardly wait to see what's going on next year.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, I mean, that's sort of the natural question. You guys have set a pretty high bar here.
Yes, you have.
So now what?
A lot of pressure.
So now
yeah,
what,
exactly.
Matt?
Now what do we come up with? No, that is the question. I think we've got our work cut out for us. But, you know, we've got a great team together. Our production staff, led by Brendan Nieto, I mean, really does amazing things, very creative. And then we get a lot of help, you know, from the top two. I mean, Wayne Partello and Mike D, you know, and even ownership, you know, really are on board with everything we want to try. And so it's been great to have really a cohesive, you know, sort of thought process about let's go out there, let's do baby photos on the board and let's try it out and see what happens. So next year, you know, it is gonna be tough. We're gonna have to raise the bar. So, but looking forward to all the planning that's gonna go into that, and then getting out to spring training, shooting all our video with all the players, and then getting it all ready for next April.
So you mentioned Brendan Nieto, who oversees sort of the production of a lot of that stuff. He is a big deal with the ladies. I don't know if you knew that, RJ.
That's TMI.
He is a big deal with the ladies.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, he's gotta just say, hey, check out Upton Funk. Was a part of that. How many people are we talking about? I mean, you've named a lot of names, which is awesome because, I mean, I know. I'm in the office. The crew is incredible. The game day staff, the full-time staff, the part-time staff, everybody. How many people total have helped make that thing what it is this year, if you had to guess, roughly?
Really, when you come to a Padres game, there's close to about 80 people that are involved on that day-by-day basis for your in-game entertainment. And it's amazing. I mean, it's, you know, all the people in the control room, all the camera guys and girls around the stadium, and then all the editors, but also all the stats people, all the different people that we have, the public address announcer, the DJ. I mean, it's all those different items that are all together, the entertainment team, the mascots, the pod squad. And, you know, it's a well-oiled machine. It just keeps kicking every game. And so we are sad that the season's over, but looking forward to next year already. But it's like, you know, we'll see. Maybe we can add some more fun things next year where – you know, really, we could step it up even higher.
I got a funny feeling they will.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not worried about that. 80 people, man, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
None of them, of course, as big a deal with the ladies as Brendan.
Very true.
One of the 80.
Whatever you say.
Not one of the 80. All right, Matt Coy, Senior Director, Game
Good
Day
job,
Presentation.
Matt. Thank you, sir.
Santa
I love it.
Congratulations on an awesome first year with the big
Thank
board.
You.
And like we say, can't wait to see what you do next
year.
You
said I own it, so I'm going to take it home with me for
yeah,
the offseason.
Sure.
Just going to go hang out with that in the backyard.
You go for it.
Yeah.
It'll be good for those Sunday grills, grillings.
Exactly.
I'll come over. We'll watch some football. Matt was on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. No joke, though. If you're a young, single guy and you need advice or help with the ladies, Brendan is who you talk to.
All right, thank you.
We'll take a break. More Social Hour right after this.